Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a colleague with Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the local community, sir. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
25.
Thank you. And just to confirm, what is your primary branch of the trade?
PCC.
Thank you, sir. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey-level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or improver?
Journeyman.
Thank you, sir. Are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Thank you. How many weeks have you been unemployed when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Zero.
Thank you, sir. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Nope.
And have you ever seriously considered dropping or canceling your union membership?
Nope.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more, fewer, or about the same number of construction projects that there were this time last year?
I'd say about the same.
About the same. Thank you so much. And about the union construction project, would you say that there is fewer, more, or about the same that there was this time last year?
Probably fewer.
Thank you, sir. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yeah, there could always be more, but a lot of them don't want to join the union.
I understand. Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No, I wasn't appointed by the union.
Oh, thank you. It was my next question. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union? So you would say yes, right?
No, I've never been appointed by the union.
Oh, okay. And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether if it was funded primarily through your state or local government, through a federal government, or privately?
I would say privately.
Thank you, sir. Generally speaking about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I would say less.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
It looks you stay about the same.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are the most concerned about on the job? Would you say dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
Fall protection.
Thank you, sir. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
And it was in person or online?
In person.
Thank you, sir. Have you participated in a political canvassing in the last 12 months?
No.
What about a union organizing?
No.
Thank you so much. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
Thank you. And changing the subject a little bit, please rank the following news sources from the one that you're most likely to get your news from the one that you're less likely to get your news. You can choose between the cable news, newspaper, internet, local TV news, friends and neighbors, or radio, which could be the first to the fifth.
It'd be the cable news.
Okay, and the second one?
The local news, radio.
Thank you. What about internet or newspaper?
No.
No, okay. What about friends and neighbors?
Friends and neighbors, yeah.
Thank you so much, sir. And which cable network is your preferred news source? Would you say MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, or another news channel?
Fox News.
Thank you. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Could be jobs in the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, something else.
I would say immigration.
Thank you so much. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of Davis Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis Bacon Act?
I've never heard anything about it.
Okay, thank you. The Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, or not important at all that the federal elected official supports it?
I would say it's very important.
Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Day to day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's okay. Thank you so much. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis companies over dispute regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? Would you say the United Auto Workers or the GM, Ford, and Stellantis companies?
The UAW.
Thank you, sir. Please tell me if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done as president overall.
No comment.
Okay, what about the job that Joe Biden has done with the support for labor unions? Would you approve or disapprove?
I don't know enough about what he's done.
Okay.
So I can't comment.
And what about the economy?
Like I said, everything seems to be a steady pace. It don't seem to have gotten better. Well, it's gotten a little worse, but so I would say it's worse.
Okay. So would you say that you disapprove or approve?
Disapprove, yeah.
It would be somewhat or strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. What about the immigration? Would you disapprove or approve?
I don't know enough about what he's done for the immigration.
Okay, and what about the health care?
I don't know enough about the health care to comment on that one.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling its job?
I approve.
Thank you, sir. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? You almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Chances are 50-50, or you will not vote?
I will vote.
Thank you, sir. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
No comment on that.
Okay. It's okay. Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Your retirement.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
That's good.
Thank you. And what about the international union effectiveness? Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I have to say good as well.
Okay. How could the union best improve its representation and service, in your opinion?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You caught me off guard on that one.
Okay, there's any specific topic that you may think that they should be improving, or everything is good so far?
I mean, retirement pension.
Okay, thank
you. Could
be
better.
Thank you so much, sir. And what do you think is the most important issue they should be working for the rest of this year? Or what should be the priority?
Can you repeat that one?
Mm-hmm. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year? Or the most important thing the union should be working on?
Members.
Thank you so much. And what about to get more members or the care about members? So any specific situation?
To get more members.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Could be email, mail, text messages, union meetings, or on the job site. Which is your preferred way?
Union meetings.
Thank you, sir. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the VAC? Would you say 4 or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
Probably 4 times a year.
Thank you. And just a few questions for statistical purposes only. We're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. Generally speaking, sir, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. And would you say a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
Thank you. Just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
What is my age? 53?
No, race.
My race?
Your race. Are you white, African-American, Latino, Asian?
Yes, white.
Thank you so much. And just for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, sir?
No.
It's okay. Thank you so much for your time, sir. This concludes our survey. You're very kind helping me with these questions. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Take care, sir. Bye.